Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy. And being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to IgnatiusBookClub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, that is right, from the Bronx, as your friendly neighborhood Carmelite. Today I want to talk about a very serious topic. I didn't have a plan to talk about this topic, and then I was reading some news coming out of my home state of Michigan. There was an incident recently in I believe is the Archdiocese of Detroit, where there was a funeral of a young man who committed suicide, and the issue came about because the priest involved in that said situation pretty much said, as it is reported, that there is a possibility that the child could be locked out of heaven because of how he died. And then there was also within a multitude of different reports, his general behavior during the Mass, his desire to keep hammering the act of suicide. And mind you, this one of the reasons this child, I believe he was 18-year-old, so he's, you know, a young man, I suppose you could say, committed this act was because there's a large level of bullying coming about from those on the football team and et cetera. Things are still being worked out now. And being that, as I mentioned in previous podcast episodes, that my relative committed suicide and I was very close with, and being that it is the holiday season, so as much as we are brought into a time of joy, there's also a bit of sorrow at this time, you know, realizing that we've had loved ones that have passed away and knowing that suicide rates can be higher during these times of year because of the sorrow that can be brought up in a soul because of lost family members and being alone and isolated and etc. But in relationship to the act of suicide, I think it's important, particularly as I'm speaking, I guess, a little bit to myself here as a priest, to realize what the church actually teaches and what I think the church teaches. And that's always something those that quote unquote teach on behalf of the church need to check themselves about. There's my thoughts on what I read about church teaching, and then there's actually what the church teaches. And in relationship to a funeral in which a young man killed himself, mercy, and I think as a prudential action. Now, of course, you know, a priest, we have to realize that, you know, in relationship to our time to preach during a funeral, you know, we can't maybe go to the extreme where we act like the person's already in heaven because we don't know. We have to be careful too in case somebody was a criminal when they died and etc. You know, gang violence like in my area, for example, being as it is. But I think this is also an important insight for us to realize. Look at what the liturgy of the church has. What is the liturgy of the church offering the people of God in this moment of profound sorrow as they grieve the loss of a family member, a loved one, in this place, and in this story, a child. So here are two prayers. I'm getting my funeral book out here. This is the newest edition. There are two prayers that a priest can say if there is a funeral that involves a suicide. Here is one of the prayers. God, lover of souls, you hold dear what you have made, and spare all things, for they are yours. Look gently on your servant, and by the blood of the cross, forgive his or her sins and failings. remember the faith of those who mourn and satisfy their longing for that day when all will be made new again in Christ, our risen Lord, who lives and reigns with you forever and ever. Here's an other option. Almighty God and Father of all, you strengthen us by the mystery of the cross and with the sacrament of your Son's resurrection. Have mercy on our brother or sister. Forgive all his or her sins and grant him her peace. May we who mourn this sudden death be confronted and consoled by your power and protection. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So what do those prayers teach us in relationship to how the church is responding to a suicide in relationship to the funeral? God's mercy, the salvation that comes from Christ's actions upon the cross, God taking care of the person in the hereafter. One of the insights that we have in relationship to quote-unquote mortal sin in the life of the church is that the person has to have sort of a full consent to the will. You know, they have to know the act is grave, the act has to be grave, and they have to act with a full consent to the will, sort of a scholastic understanding. And thanks be to God, you know, the church learns from a variety of things. One of the things, of course, is the sciences. And psychology teaches us the mental state that might be going into somebody in relationship to acts of suicide. And we realize that they may not have a full consent of the will. So as I tell people here in the parish and friends, et cetera, you know, go to the liturgy, use the prayers of the liturgy, spend time thinking about the prayers of the liturgy. Let the liturgy guide you, instruct you, and form you, because it is the sort of corporate prayer, the corporate action of the church on behalf of our praise and glory. We have been called to give our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is head of the body of the church and who is the bridegroom of the church. So I don't know this priest. I'm not giving his name. I'm not giving the town. You probably can find these things with Google searches, but reading a multitude of articles and talking with some people I know in that archdiocese, you know, my heart was just grieved greatly to see a story like this with that sort of behavior. And I wanted to just put out something in the social milieu, for lack of a better word, to help provide a correction and maybe a guidance for people that may have gone through this or are struggling with this right now, having a suicide in the family. Let the prayers of the church comfort you. Remember, God loves each of us, though he's the lover of souls, as the first prayer says. As the prayer continues, he holds dear to what he has made. He spares all things, for they are his. He is looking and has looked gently upon this person, even with this act that they have committed. And the blood of the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through which we have been given forgiveness for our sins and failings, plays a role in our lives, even in the moment of such an act. We remember our faith that reminds us who our God is as we mourn for those that we have lost, particularly if they've taken their life in suicide. And the hope that has been given to us as we long for that day when we will all be made new again in Christ, our risen Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father, the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. So, you know, this is a sad and challenging podcast today, in this episode anyway. But, you know, that's the reality of our life. You know, people can do terrible things in relationship to what they think and feel the faith says about certain things and bring scandal about and et cetera. You know, and then there's also the grief and the struggle and the challenge that comes about from things like suicide and et cetera. But I hope these prayers that have been given over to us by the church can help strengthen and guide our hearts as we seek to grow in union with the God who has loved us first, whose love brought us into existence, and whose love sustains us. And when we are brought to that moment of judgment, may his love and our acceptance of that love, which comes about through the power of the Spirit, allow us to remain with him for all eternity in his glory. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, please make sure to subscribe to it on whatever platform you may be listening to. Also, if you want more of my content, go over to thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my YouTube channel. You can find blog posts. You can find articles I've written for the Catholic Stand, and you can also email me through the contact page, or if you're discerning a vocation, click on the vocation tab and contact me that way. Again, that is the Frank Friar. Thank you for your time today, and have a good day.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com.